This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, let's stop for a minute and listen to God. Do you ever do that in your life? Listen to God? You know, sometimes we think prayer is all just about talking to God, but meaningful prayer is as much about listening to God as talking to God. And one of God's favorite ways of talking to us is simply through what he has revealed in his word, the Bible. So every weekday morning at this time, we stop and we listen to God a little bit. We're talking all this week about prayer and specifically praying for people. Jesus invested his life, his brief years here on earth before his crucifixion. He poured himself into the lives of a group of people that became very dear to him, who he was developing and growing in their own relationship with God and training them to be effective in ministering to others. At the very end of his time with them, just before he's arrested and goes to the cross, he says, "Let me pray for you." And let me just read to you some of that prayer found in John chapter 17 in the Bible. It says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Now he moves on to praying for these guys that he's been investing in. "I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you've given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." Well, that's not even half of the prayer that Jesus prays for these people. But just stop and think about the significance of this prayer Jesus is praying. He's praying for those he had been given spiritual responsibility for. Do you hear what he said? "To the Father, I've manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word." So he's praying for the people that he's been given spiritual responsibility for by God. Well, who would that be in your life? Who are you spiritually responsible for that God wants you to pray for? Do you maybe teach a Sunday school class of little kids? Pray for them. Pray for each one of them by name. I guarantee you, if you take a month and every single day of the month, you pray for every kid in your Sunday school class by name, you will see a radical impact of your prayers on that Sunday school class. Do you run a discipleship group with some people that you're developing in their spiritual life? Do you maybe have a small group that meets in your home? Or are you a student leader in a Christian group on campus? What about, are you a father or a mother and you have kids that you're spiritually responsible for? Or are they just people in your life and there's not a formal relationship of responsibility, but you just want to influence them for God? Well, learn from Jesus. Pray by name for those you have spiritual responsibility for, and then watch God get involved. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.